Sports This Hour, brought to you by Wyoming Building Supply and Amber Eggers with Wyoming Real Estate Exchange on a Thursday morning, ninth day of July. James and Julie on the show this morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are we doing?
Great.
Good. Doing good.
Good. Mm-hmm. There's James, even keel, man.
Yeah.
Try to be. Just early.
Steady as he goes.
He's steady. Steady as you go, partner. Hey, wow. How about that thunderstorm last night?
It was great. I mean, I know it was probably not great timing for the rodeo, although it did clear up before the rodeo, didn't it?
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. I don't know how muddy the track was or the arena, although I saw some of our photos on SheridanMedia.com, and it didn't look like there was standing water anywhere.
Yeah. And that lightning and such did.
Yeah.
It raised a little havoc.
It did. Yes, it did.
Last night, so.
We had a thunderstorm last night?
Are you joking?
Where were you?
I'm being serious. I didn't even know. What? It was early evening?
It was like about 5:30 to 6:30.
Let's lift up that rock and get him out from underneath there.
Okay. I just didn't
hear. There was lots of lightning.
Were you sleeping?
I could have been sleeping. I was here early, so I usually take a nap afterwards.
Okay.
Well, Jill had quite an experience. Jill, who works here and is also my sister.
Right.
She and my dad drove up just to see everything that's happening. And right then, the lightning and the torrential downpour and six horses broke out of an enclosed electric fence area and were running amok. And so she said it was quite the melee. And she called the PD or the sheriff, both. And they came and she had to she helped wrangle some and said it was, she was sopping wet because it was all during the craziness.
Thursday, huh?
But she wanted to give a thank you and a shout out to
law enforcement.
Law enforcement for helping.
Nice. So. All right. Well, that happens. Boy, well, some of those lightning hits and thunder was, pretty strong stuff. And the rain.
I didn't hear any of this.
And with horses running around, they might have been the Indian relay horses. So they're, already pretty amped up.
I knew it rained because I did go outside.
Because you came outside this morning?
Yesterday after, it was probably like 7:30, I went outside. I was like, oh, it rained. But I didn't hear any of the thunder. Interesting. Anyway, the thunderstorm on Tuesday, that almost...
I don't know that there was a ton of loud thunder.
Not a ton of loud thunder.
I'm not losing my mind is what you're telling me.
Yeah, but the lightning and the wind, we had 54-mile-an-hour winds at the airport.
Mm-hmm.
A few down branches.
Yeah.
You know? Saw a few of those coming to work.
But it was nice and cool afterward.
Yeah.
You know, that was nice.
Watered the yard with 1900s precip at the airport.
Is that good? That never makes sense to me. I don't know.
1900ths of an inch?
Like 2/10 of an inch.
Yeah, but what is considered good? Like, you don't have to water your lawn good.
Yeah.
Where we are now, anything. We get these little spurts, you know, and that's, it's all good. So, let's look at the date.
Hopefully we can get rain by Saturday and Sunday.
I mean, it's like, you don't have to water your lawn today because we had 1900ths of an inch. Then it would make sense to me.
No. Well, today is going to be sunny and hot and 90. There is a slight chance.
Mm-hmm.
And then tonight, clear. Tomorrow, sunny, 96. Saturday, sunny, 104. Sunday, sunny, 107. And Monday, sunny, 100. Not a chance.
It's going to be so hot on the weekend that I'm... probably going to go kayaking for the first time in 15 years.
Wow.
That's how it's
James,
changing
I like
me.
It.
15 years?
Probably.
When did you go kayaking?
When we went down the river at one time.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, we went in Florida, too.
Yeah. But that's longer than 15 years ago.
All right.
That was after a hurricane, too. Probably not a good idea on my choice. I just took James and my other son and myself, and there were like downed... limbs in the water.
Oh, not a good time to be kayaking, huh?
No, that's the funniest thing, because then you're dodging stuff.
Well, at the time, you guys thought that, and I thought, I wonder if this was such a good idea.
Hopefully there's no power line.
Alligators.
Well, you're here, so it's all good,
right? We made it.
You made it through.
We could have been kayaking down the flooded road, but,
Now, tomorrow, a deviation from around this time. Tomorrow on our programming here is we'll be doing our live stream downtown, and we'll have it on the radio, KROE here, and KWYO, and SheridanMedia.com, where you can watch the live stream. And we'll start that live stream at 6 a.m.
Yeah, so you'll be able to watch the video if you're still at work or not making it downtown.
Yeah, wherever you are. And if we encourage you to come on down and join in, it's going to be a big parade. I was looking at the pre-lineup, like 120
something close to that.
Entries. So this year.
You remember, is that?
It starts at 9.
Is that close to our biggest?
10.
Ten is parade. Is that close to our biggest? Because do you remember the biggest whatever you did? No. Never mind.
Yeah. No, I don't know.
We should ask that.
Remember the Lego parade, though.
Yeah, I know.
The 2020.
The year of COVID when we had to.
We should post that.
It's posted. You can go find it.
Yeah. It's on our Sheridan Media.
We should put it front and center.
It's on our YouTube channel. Yeah. I'd say, funny enough, this is going to sound weird and like backwards, but that's probably one of my favorite years because it took so much like. Like that was, it felt like that's when we were like the most creative.
And all the people bringing in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
The contestants bringing in their Lego parade.
That's one of my favorite things that we've done.
When things got canceled, we're like, no. We were like, no, we got to do something.
Yeah. And we just did it in the conference room.
Out of that, we were in the conference room. Yeah. We were a bunch of staff was brainstorming.
Ruffler and Sisson were in Lego.
And we decided to, we're going to do a Lego parade.
Yeah.
And we had the bed races.
And we had the bed races with the Lego people. And
Yeah, that's one of my favorite videos.
It was fun.
I still hear people comment on that.
Oh,
to this day, that video still gets people watching.
Yeah, so you can check it out at Sheridan Media's YouTube page, right?
It's still it's kind of like a pregame if you want. Like,
that's what I mean.
Hey, go check it out. You know, hey, this is in Lego form, this is what the parade looks like.
This is what the parade looked like. That's
one of my favorite.
And you'll see the business's name. Is the broadcast going with it, too?
That's one of my favorite pieces of content that we put together here, for sure. Those guys did a really good job doing
that. Yeah, that was
But I loved how businesses rallied, too.
Yeah. They really got into it. Businesses made their own little floats and brought them into us, and we created the Ottawa Rodeo Lego Parade out of that.
This one will be live, yes.
Took something bad and made it good.
Yeah. That was the whole idea.
Yeah.
It's like we cannot not have anything going on Friday morning of Rodeo Parade.
Yeah. So, that was cool. Yeah.
Good stuff.
But this one's real.
This one's real tomorrow. We'll have fun.
It's going to be real and hot.
Hydrate up. Get the umbrella. Come on down. If you can't make it, I know the senior center, tip of the cap to them. They're going to be broadcasting it for all the senior folks that want to catch it in their air-conditioned, or if you're going to catch it in your air-conditioned homes or wherever you are, tell your friends around the world. We get people worldwide that watch that.
Like I say, this is going to be my first time going down there ever, and not ever, but since I started working here probably.
That's because you're the mastermind back here.
Yeah, well, now we don't need it as much because you can control everything down at the parade. But
so you get to see the live parade in person.
I know. Well, I'm going
to
be working part of it too.
But
I might just swing by the hub and just hang out over there because it'll be nice and cool. And I'll just watch.
James will be at the hub.
I'll just watch.
He'll be joining you. He'll be in charge of lemonade passing
out. Yeah, lemonade. I'll make sure that it doesn't go down. I'll pull it up on the screen and everything.
Yeah.
Nice 1080p. I'll be the tech guy over there.
All right, James. But we kind of need you where we're at.
Yeah, I know.
So maybe he won't be at the hub. Just kidding. Maybe not at the hub. Just a quick trip.
Yes, because we're going to get a phone call from the hub going, when's James coming
down? Hey, James said he was going to be here.
James said he was here.
We don't have anything set up now. We're counting on James.
I'll be there in spirit. Truly. It'll be 98 degrees on the asphalt, and I'll want to be everywhere else.
We got a full, I can tell you this, we've got a full slate of interviews. Oh, man. Yeah. Folks that are going to be on with us live tomorrow. So, and we'll start that at 6 a.m. tomorrow on SheridanMedia.com. So,
Stephen Schreffler has the trick where he freezes handkerchiefs.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that.
He's got all the cool stuff. We're going to have some misters and everything else. All right.
It'll be fun.
Stop by the cool place, the Sheridan Media location. On this date, 1874, Lakota Sioux and Cheyenne attacked a scouting party at Sibley Lake.
Wow.
In the Bighorn Mountains. Wow. Did not know
that's
that.
That's up there.
Yeah.
I mean, to have, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
It's up there. I mean, to have a scouting party, it's not like tree line or anything, but yeah.
Opening of Cheyenne Frontier Days in 1976 of the Old West Museum. That was back in 1976. And in 1891, the CB&Q Railroad reached Gillette. Gillette was originally known as Donkey Town.
I wonder why.
Let's go back to that.
Why, Bob? Now he's not going to have this.
I don't have it.
Donkey Town.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out.
I wonder when they changed that. From Donkey Town to Gillette.
Yeah. And why Gillette?
The Razors, the Razor City.
That's somebody's name.
Is that why it's called that?
No.
Gillette?
No.
Well, because Gillette's the razor company.
No. Right.
That is when I first moved here, that's where I thought all the razors were made. When I was in like fifth grade. I was like fourth, fifth grade. I was like, oh, that's where they make all the razors.
All the razors are made over in Gillette.
That's why they're called that. That's true. That's a true story. That's really what I thought. And then somebody was like, no, they're based out of Boston. I was like, oh.
Well, you get your dream smashed there,
yeah,
James. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Birthdays today. John Tesh is 74.
Legend. Musician.
Tom Hanks.
Oh.
Is 70.
Another legend.
Right.
Big typewriter guy.
Yeah. Kelly McGillis is 69. Kelly McGillis, actress, Top Gun. Courtney Love is 62. And Fred Savage, remember the Wonder Years?
Yeah. I mean, I know of it. Yeah.
He turns 50 today. And it was on this date in 1985. Football great Joe Namath signed a five-year pact with ABC TV to provide commentary for Monday Night Football. He was reportedly paid $1 million a year.
That was a big deal back then.
That
blew everybody's mind.
Big deal. Today's fashion day.
Sure.
All right.
3 days fashion
day. Yeah, theoretically.
Yeah, sugar cookie day.
Yeah, not a big sugar cookie guy either.
And I like the frosted kind.
Same.
So do you believe in aliens?
Yes.
Sure. Why not?
The majority of Americans believe in aliens.
Yeah.
And we really do think they come in peace. According to a Pew Research study, 63% of people say they think there is intelligent alien life on other planets.
Could be here, too. The bottom of the ocean.
And 21% say they're here.
Well, there you go.
I was just throwing that out there. I don't really know. I don't know that I have an opinion on
63% is less than I would have thought.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's gone down.
I'm with you. You know, I think there's life of some sort somewhere else, and it could be a microbial form, or it could be somebody walking around. I don't know, but there's something out there.
That's a theory. It's called the Great Filter.
The Great Filter.
That's what it's called. Okay.
Where does that originate from?
Actually, it originated in Los Alamos. During when Oppenheimer had a bunch of scientists together and they were basically, you know, doing science stuff and they were all together and they were like, why can't we find anybody? Why is there nobody out there? And they started coming up with theories.
Well, with the telescopes we got.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
Maybe one day.
All right. Hey, tomorrow we're going to rodeo on SharonMedia.com. Have some fun with us. You're listening to News Talk 930 KROE Sheridan. We'll see you downtown tomorrow.